Welcome back. Happy to welcome back here to the program on QATV, the president of Quincy College. Richard DeCristofaro has stopped on by to give us a little kind of year-end update, I suppose, and a summer update, and maybe a look ahead to the fall, too. So, Rick, always great to see you.
Sure. Nice to see you, yeah. And thanks for everything you people do over here. I think there's so many great things going on in this city, and to see the coverage is really, it just brings it home to people that can't be in certain places at certain times because there are so many things going on. So I think the reporting of it and the sharing of it is really a great thing for the city. So
well, thank you. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the mention.
Yeah.
One of those is, of course, Quincy College.
Yes.
This is actually graduation time, as you know, for the public schools this week as
yes.
well. Yeah. Will you be attending the
school? Today and tomorrow. Tonight we have a finance committee.
Oh.
It's North Quincy's. I wish I could be there. I'll be there tomorrow night for Quincy and do the basic wave. You know, not be running the show as superintendent.
You get to have the fun now. Or it's
I
just
know.
Sit back and watch.
Sit back and just appreciate the night. Yeah. It's really both of those evenings. And I think the mayor says it all the time. They're the most important, times we get together as a school system. We have so many great things. They have so many things going on. Right. Yeah. But when you come to graduation, you really get, this is what we have been working on. They have been working on since pre-kindergarten.
Right.
And through, and many of our students stay, you know, Quincy Public Schools stay from pre-K all the way through. So, pretty strong school system and strong families.
Of course, but just coming off the Quincy College commencement not too long ago with the governor as the guest speaker.
The governor was unbelievable, and he, like the mayor, just talks really off the top of his head and covers some really great things within his career, what he's learned. And I think our graduates really appreciate it. Him being there.
Sure.
We did too, obviously. Yeah.
And there is still a very strong partnership between the public schools and Quincy College with the early college high school program.
Thank you. Yeah. We're doing so much more with the school system. And the early college high school is one that, again, you know, a grant from State Street Foundation, you know, a $500,000 grant, you know, and that is really so supportive of so many professionals helping our students. So last year there were 150 students, you know, just about equally from North Quincy. Next year there'll be 250 students involved. Yeah. Yeah. And that goes along with dual enrollment. Dual enrollment, we have so many other partners, you know, other city partners. Weymouth's come on, Milton's come on, Duxbury's come on, Marshfield's come on. Yeah, Marshfield. Oh. So we offer these opportunities for dual enrollment where they take college classes. And these are curricula agreed upon by our Quincy College and then the teachers of those content areas in those public schools. So like a Whitman Hansen has been there for such a long period of time. So we've added five new. We have six, you know, continuing. Mm-hmm. And all of those bring students, we hope, to the college.
Right,
they don't
course.
Necessarily come here, but we hope they do. But for us, it's a way of, it's in our mission. This is what we do to get students ready for college.
I was not aware at all about how much that program has expanded.
Yeah.
That is astounding in a short period of time.
Yeah. Well, in the last year and a half, five brand new partners. Yeah.
So the Southern Tier, like Marshfield, would they go to the Plymouth campus?
They could. They could. They can go to either one. But you're right. That's more Marshfield. That's more than Whitman Hansen is more the Plymouth. Hanover has been a really great partner for us. They can go either way.
Okay.
They can go to Plymouth or come here.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they take the college classes while they're still in their respective high schools.
Yeah, grade 10, grade 11, grade 12.
Okay.
This summer, within a few summer programs, but this summer program for early college, we call it early college seminar, there's 75 students from Quincy and North Quincy High School coming to the college to take courses in computer technology and public speaking.
Okay.
So it really has expanded, and there are so many other ways at the both high schools that we have expanded our partnership. So you're absolutely correct.
And I know there are scholarships also available, awarded to the seniors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have two types of scholarships. The first is for early college high school students.
Okay.
And this year there were just about 40 seniors, you know, equally from North Quincy that graduated, that went through just that one year.
Yep.
And so what we did with CARES funding is we put money away for them to get a full year, you know, a little over $8,000 free college education.
Huge leg up.
Yeah. So we only got 10. People say, 10, that's really great. I wanted all 40. You know, but right. So we have 10 that are coming to the college with, you know, one full year. And you know what? And if they can keep a 3.0 average, you know what? I'd love to just extend that.
Okay.
You know, even more.
All
you know,
right.
To keep our students. So, and then the others, we were getting calls from people that said, well, what about if I'm not in early college, high school?
Right.
So I said, okay, so we'll give a semester tuition. For those, one half a semester.
Okay.
And at this point, we have over 20 of those students that are coming to the college.
So, all right.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. That summer program and then going into the fall. But as you know, we're competing with a lot of pretty big time colleges that our students, again, Quincy Public School students can go to. So we need to do these scholarship opportunities, but then we also need to retain our students, which is the biggest college goal that we have.
Okay. Are you finding that, you know, folks are looking at Quincy College more as another option for their higher education as opposed to just a place to go to wait until I figure out what I want to do? Kind
yes.
Of
yeah. You know, and I think the two baccalaureate programs
yes.
have helped that. You know, the business is already underway. There's 15 to 20 students in that right now,
yep.
and then we'll see where we go in the fall. And then computer science baccalaureate will begin in January.
Oh.
Yeah, and then to couple with that, with our really push for health sciences, we have a radiography program beginning in January as well. That's really under design right now.
Okay, all right.
So we'll have a lab that, you know, we are hoping that we have 20 students and a couple of cohorts, you know,
okay.
so you have 20, you have 40.
Yep.
So all of that, and it's all based on data. You know, anything that we do is made based on data or the progress that community colleges have had that we can hop into.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can really respond very quickly and kind of, mm-hmm. you know, on the fly as to what the job market demands, right?
Absolutely.
What folks really
yeah,
need.
Yeah, and today, you know, is so important, you know, to have many of the students, they want to do a certificate program
sure.
for continuing ed, or they want to do a two-year program because the return on investment for them is remarkable compared to going to a four-year school and coming out and saying, okay, you know, what do I do?
Right.
Where
yeah.
am I going? So I think the college offers really excellent direction, short-term and some long-term, because we have the baccalaureate program. And as long as we offer them mentorships, as long as we offer them internships, mm-hmm. we need to keep them and be very proud of them as they enter the workforce.
Sure. Even, I would think, for non-traditional students, you know, for older working folks who may have small children, looking to make a change or midlife change.
Yeah, this is a nice balance,
yeah.
Joe. Most of our, we probably, the average age is probably 24 to 28.
Okay.
You know, so it's right in that wheelhouse that you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes.
We also, what we want to do, and that's why these partnerships with public school systems, mostly Quincy North,
yep.
is so important, because we need to get those students right when they come out of high school. To do that, you do dual enrollment. You do early college high school. You do college pathways and career and vocational ways. So you try to balance that demographic.
Yeah. Speaking of partnerships, tell me about the new partnership with Jewish Vocational Services.
Yes. Jewish Vocational Services, they've been around for quite a long period of time, and,
okay.
and their mission is very much like ours. They operate in a way that they contract with hospitals, primarily health agencies, and then they recruit students. And they put them through some training,
mm-hmm.
and then they go into the workforce.
Okay.
But what they had been missing for quite a long period of time was who could give them a degree, who could give them a certificate that would make their contract so much more valid as they go out into the workforce.
I see.
So now they purchased a building in 122 Arlington Street in Boston.
Oh.
You know, there's a few hospitals right in the area.
Sure.
That they have contracts with.
Yep.
So they're looking for things like certified nursing associates, certified nursing assistants, patient care assistants. They're looking for phlebotomists.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for all sorts of things that right now they just can't, there's not the market out there. So as JVS recruits students, they have contracts, they recruit the students, we educate the students,
okay.
and then they place them
oh.
in the workforce.
Oh, okay.
So there's that immediacy.
Mostly, so it's a guaranteed pipeline to employment.
Yeah,
for
it really
folks
is.
In that program.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So we're looking next year to have just about, probably about 9 or 10 programs in there.
Wow.
This balance of academics, like biotech, will increase our biotech by 45 students. You know, phlebotomy, healthcare foundations, medical billing and coding, and substance assistance program.
Mm.
that will all be credit programs. And then we look at the non-credit programs, you know, that we have, and we're looking at acute care training, patient care training, CNA, medical assistance. So there's this balance of certificate programs,
yeah,
you know, that are very, very, very marketable. So the return on investment is really built in by our partnership with JVS, and that could mean, you know, 300 to 350 students.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is if indeed the renovations to the building are based on grant funding, although they'll fund it anyway, but they're hoping for the grant funding, they should get within 2 weeks. And then we can begin working with an architect, designer, project manager, and go forward. If it's not ready by September, we'll have those students come to Quincy.
Renovations to the building in Boston?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not, it's just the largest piece of that is the biotech lab.
Sure.
Okay. Other than that, it's all classroom-oriented, the building is right now. So it would just be, you know, window dressing the classrooms with the right technology and the right furniture. So that'll be easier. The biotech lab is what we're most concerned about getting up and running.
I see. Okay. Well, of course, you have one at Quincy College already.
We do. Yeah. We do. So we can, and what JVS is doing, right now we have a cohort of 15. They'll double that cohort.
Yep.
So we'll get new 15 here and then 30. 15 and 15 at Arlington Street as well. So the program is really, it's an institute, healthcare institute. And it's something that I think will help the college broaden its demographic, but also do some really great things for people that are really thirsty and want to upskill.
There's going to be a tremendous need in the healthcare industry for many, many years to come. You know, there's been so much attrition, retirements, folks just dropping out of the workforce.
Yeah.
They're leaving, you know, wait times in hospitals and emergency rooms double and triple, so they need help,
Yeah, we're looking at a CNA program with Rich Fernandez at Milton a hospital, and what we're saying is we'll bring an instructor there.
Okay.
And he has a lot of employees there that want to be upward mobile and get into CNA. So we'll have a program right there. So that's another partnership, and he's been terrific.
Talk about bringing Quincy College to the people.
Yes.
Literally bringing it to the people.
That's
but
correct.
They can earn a certificate from an accredited institution.
That's right.
Like Quincy College.
Mm-hmm.
That has value,
and
you know that could launch them on a whole new
career. Go right into the workforce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's needed.
How's the nursing program, Rick?
Nursing program is doing good.
Yeah,
We should be applying for full program status, you know, very shortly.
Okay.
Very
All
shortly. Right. The NCLEX scores have been excellent for PN and RN for the past 2 years, 100%.
Good. Wow.
You know, so we're really building it, and I think it's a credit to our nurses that teach, as well as the administrators. But, I mean, we really know the students there. You get to know them, and if they need help, we have tutoring for them.
Yep.
But I think it's more of a culture of the expectation is success, and I think that's where we're headed. So we should be headed to full approval. The enrollment looks better in the not necessarily in the PN, but the RN program.
Okay.
You know, should be up maybe 10 students, which is a really positive thing compared to where the college was at one time.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you had a big hill to climb.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
We're getting there.
Speaking of partnerships again, with Eastern Nazarene College for your nursing students?
Yeah, it's interesting. We talked to President Connell there, who's been just terrific in a lot of ways, you know. But we talked to him about using dormitories that they may have available, and he's been just open to that. And so we focused on our nurses because right now the demographic is pretty much close to, you know, from Quincy to Boston and then down towards the Cape.
Yep.
So what we're looking is to try to broaden that demographic to be able to use housing at ENC for our nurses and then broaden it. And maybe there's more North Shore.
Okay.
Maybe it's Central Massachusetts. Maybe it's Western Mass. You know, maybe it's Connecticut, Vermont, you know, Maine.
Wow.
That say, you know what, Quincy's an incredibly wonderful place, you know. And the ocean is right there, the T to get into Boston. Is right there. So Eastern Nazarene has come up with a tuition base that they feel is good for them. And then our tuition is our tuition.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really nice partnership, and they have a beautiful campus.
Certainly, yes. So they would have their housing at ENC and their classes at Quincy College?
Yeah, we'd shuttle them back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, and the dorms, there's like parlors, that they could get together.
Yeah.
The library is right there.
Yes.
They could use the library.
Okay.
Yeah. Classes, though, are separate. In other words, we're the educators.
Yes.
So there we would not have classes or anything.
Yeah.
Everything would be at Quincy College.
Okay. So just adding another amenity, really, to try and increase enrollment in your programs.
Yeah.
And tap into existing resources, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And again, it's the healthcare.
Yes.
These nurses, they're hired sometimes right before they leave. Same with biotech. Their two-year program, and after 1 year.
Yes.
They're already hired.
Well, I know some students were brought in to deliver vaccines at the height of the pandemic while they were still in school.
Yeah. MinuteHealth has been tremendous, in that regard, partnering with us as well.
Super.
Yeah.
So really trying to get the biggest bang for your buck at Quincy College, it sounds like,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just, it's a business. It's a business, and if you don't try to keep pushing it and try to stay ahead, we're all about enrollment. Enrollment drives the bus.
And pays the bills. Yeah.
Very good.
There's never been a hockey team at Quincy College. Will there be?
Yes.
Will
be. Yeah. Beginning in November.
Okay.
November, December. It'll be the first, and, we're recruiting right now.
Okay.
For that program. I'm really hoping, that a lot of the Quincy kids, it doesn't have to be Quincy, but I think there are a lot of, hockey is something that is really becoming far more lifelong than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have older people playing hockey, hopefully not being hit as much.
But, obviously, yeah.
But I think that there's a tremendous hockey program right here in the city. And there are so many students that graduate and may never play again. This gives them the opportunity to play and be on a team, come to college. So I think that opportunity is really, really terrific for a lot of families and for a lot of hockey players. But there's a lot, too, in Weymouth and Braintree and Milton and Cohasset and Scituate and Hanover and Whitman-Hanson and Marshfield, as we go down. It's about opportunity. That's really what it is.
Do you have a coach lined up?
We do, and forgive me.
Okay, you don't know.
Forgive me.
Okay. No. I'm assuming it'll be an extension of the Granite kind of overall logo.
Absolutely.
Under Jack Raber's
tutelage. Jack, he's doing a great job. He works hard.
Great.
At it. But he's done a lot of great things. And, we're looking we're looking at women's athletics as well. They're just not, it's not as easy for whatever reason to recruit. Baseball, another one that's doing great, 25 to 30 athletes. But women's soccer, we tried. Women's basketball, we're recruiting now for next year.
Okay.
So, to make sure that there's opportunity for everyone.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Rick?
No, we have great summer programs. Yep. I mentioned the early college summer program. We have some incredible partners that we have. Community partners that are really kicking in and helping us in a lot of ways, especially in scholarships, for our students. So I think that's really great. Child care, we're offering child care
Super,
for our students as well.
Can be a big obstacle if you don't have it. Yeah,
it really is, for everybody. So no, there's a lot of things going on, and I think a lot within the mission of the college, and really making sure that as many students as possible are being taken care of. That's why we're here.
Always great to see you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for all you do.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful summer.
All right. You too. Thanks. It's going to be quick.
It will be.
All right.
Get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, you better enjoy it too.
Thank you very much.